Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
BART's board of directors has approved plans to install license plate readers at four of the system's parking lots. Phil, why now?
Reinstall, Patty. Reinstall.
Reinstall.
Yes, because actually they started installing them a couple of years back, and there was an uproar over concerns over privacy. So in 2016, they said, look, we got a couple of these cameras up that are reading people's license plates as they enter and leave the BART parking lots, but we got concerns. Is this information going to ICE? Is this being shared with other law enforcement agencies? So they took the cameras down, or at least turned them off. And now, after a couple of years of ongoing thefts and break-ins, totaling some $7 million a year at BART parking lots, they're saying, let's give it a try again. So yes, they've green-lighted the idea of four cameras going in at undisclosed location for a pilot program. And if it works, we'll come back and take another look at it and maybe even buy some more.
Not everyone's thrilled. Some privacy rights folks say that this is not good.
That's right. They have concerns about how it's being clocked. For example, they said, okay, how about if you take pictures of people's license, but just the back license? Because if you take the front license, you might get a picture of the person behind the wheel, too, and that's an invasion of privacy. Police chief turned around and said, well, actually, that's kind of the point. You see, we want sometimes to have the picture of the license and the person driving the car, because if we find that a person is driving in regularly and, let's say, stealing the catalytic converter out from under your Prius and selling it, and you're going to have to replace that, we might want to get evidence to find out who it is. And considering that there was, you know, over 1,000 burglaries of cars at BART parking lots last year and 387 car thefts, that's what they said. This could be used as evidence as well. So they're going to go back and forth on that a little more.
Yeah, I was going to bring that up because security on the trains, in the stations, in the parking lot has become a huge deal.
It has. And it's kind of interesting, how we do this. On one hand, we, especially here in the Bay Area, really praise the idea of tech and saying this can be an aid to law enforcement and non-obtrusive. On the other one, you have the privacy advocates that say, one, we don't want that because it is intrusive, and two, because they have concerns about this information getting into the hands of immigration officials, which I think is a bit of a stretch. I'm not sure ICE is going to be monitoring BART parking lots. But whatever the case may be, the fact is that BART already has over 4,000 cameras throughout its system, including in the garages and including in the parking lots. I'm not sure if four more is going to make that big of a difference, but it is.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.